West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Mayfest returning to Carrollton on Saturday, and at the heart of the event is the Arts and Crafts Festival, says April Saunders and Allie Moffitt, marketing officials with the City of Carrollton.
We have over 100 vendors of all sorts of things, from woodworking, painting, baked treats,
candles, a lot of jewelry. We have a lot of jewelry makers, and we have some fine artists too.
Saunders and Moffitt discussing welcoming people back to Carrollton's first big event since the pandemic began last year when they were guests on Thursday's WLBB Community Voice.
I think that our community is just so looking forward to some sense of feeling like normal again, whatever that looks like. And if we can bring a really fun festival downtown and it be modified a little bit to make it safer, you know, but still a really fun vibe, like we feel like everybody's ready for that right now. And we're looking forward to having people back in our downtown. Then I think we all have just this like vested interest in seeing it be like this awesome first big event back to Carrollton.
Mayfest is Saturday from 9:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. on the square in Carrollton. Carroll County's legal counsel, Avery Jackson, on Thursday presenting to county commissioners a new proposal to regulate short-term rentals affecting those property owners operating beds and breakfasts and vacation rentals by owner.
Of course, those rentals are already going on in the county, and we've had complaints from some citizens. The guests at such places are using them for parties on the weekends, and they're disturbing the peace and quiet of some of the neighborhoods in the counties. Carroll County is not the only county or city experiencing that type of disturbance from those short-term rentals. It's happening all over the state of Georgia, and numerous municipalities and counties are developing different types of ordinances to combat those types of disturbances.
The proposal insists on a $200 fee to obtain a license to operate a short-term rental. Regulations include a mandatory inspection of the property by the fire marshal and a maximum number of occupants and number of vehicles to be parked outside the property. District 2 Commissioner Clint Chance.
Looking up some other counties and so forth, to me it does not look over restrictive, and I think it's only within reason. If people move into a community or buy a home under a certain zoning and all of a sudden that house becomes more like a facility where new people are coming in possibly every single week and all the things that go along with vacationing, I think it's only reasonable that we have to have something in place to set some expectations.
Those regulations, which could be approved during the commission's regular monthly meeting on Tuesday, would include existing and new operations. Although the Carroll County Courthouse this week saw a return to jury trials for the first time since the COVID pandemic put a halt to them last year, Harrelson County juries are slated to be back in the courtroom in the month of June. The Tallapoosa Circuit, which includes Harrelson County, has only moved forward with the process of summoning grand jury panels to hear and make indictments at this point. Harrelson County officials have said they plan to utilize some of the school spaces for their jury trials and summons to help with an overflow of cases. Personal finance website WalletHub has ranked Carrollton as the number 17 small city in the United States to start a business. That group putting out its 2021 list, comparing more than 1,300 cities with fewer than 100,000 residents, focused on three key dimensions: business environment, access to resources, and business costs. Data obtained to create the ranking were collected from sources including the U.S. Census Bureau, Bureau of Labor Statistics, and FDIC. Cleburne County's District Attorney Brian McVeigh, one of 23 of Alabama's 42 district attorneys who have sent a letter to Alabama lawmakers opposing the medical marijuana bill that the House of Representatives is expected to vote on before the current legislative session ends in middle May. The district attorneys say marijuana is a gateway drug and that there is a dishonest effort to convince the public otherwise. The bill's main sponsor has said that he believes people in Alabama should have a chance to try medical marijuana products for a number of conditions and symptoms without going to other states. Alabama would be the 37th state to legalize medical marijuana. The bill has already been approved by the Senate, and the Judiciary and Health Committees in the House gave the bill favorable reports. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.